Welcome to Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. As always, you can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you still call it, Louis Lewis 5. That's LEWYLEWIS and the number 5. And I'm, of course, joined by the one and only Bill, my co-horse. We are recording this on Wednesday, so it's pretty early. We're not really going to touch much on injuries just because it's so early and you can't predict anything. But we are recording on Wednesday because, you know, somebody has a date and it's not me because I'm married. Congrats, Bill. I just had to throw that out there. I know. But anyways, on today's show, we'll be giving you our start sits of the week for week 10. Our parlay anytime touchdown, our pick segment, and we're going to do some other predictions. So stay tuned for that. We have a lot to get into, so let's get fantasy. Since there's not really much to talk about injury wise, I mean, it just seems like week in, week out, there's always a big name, big pawn piece that gets taken out. Just like last week, Tucker Kraft, miserable, hard to swallow for you and I, just because, you know, we are Packer fans and he was just getting into his groove. Such a terrible, just terrible.
And his birthday.
Yeah, it is brutal. Torn ACL. Jaden Daniels. It's just a wash season at this point. It's just loss for
two leagues.
Just too many injuries. I don't know what to say for that. I don't know if anyone's actually been ruled out yet. CJ Stroud actually has been ruled out so far.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's kind of given, I feel like.
Yeah.
For today's games that people will be listening to, Marvin Mims is out with a concussion, so potentially Troy Franklin could be a starter here. I don't know really much of any other things, but let's – oh, Aaron Jones, toe shoulder. He's questionable as well. I know there's a couple other guys I was going to talk about. Brian Thomas Jr. did not practice with an ankle injury. But, yeah, CJ Stroud is the biggest one that's already been ruled out.
Yeah.
As well as Terry McLaurin, but that's another guy.
At this point, is there any rush to get him back with his – bad as that team is gone?
No, it just sucks that they paid him all that money and he didn't even really step on the field this year.
Yeah.
What are you going to do at the same time? Actually, they're on a bye week, so never mind. He's obviously not playing this week. How do you feel about the trade deadlines? Let's talk about that for a second.
I think I like what the Jets did. If you're going to blow it up, get all those picks, rebuild.
Yeah, go right down to the nubs and build up your foundation once again. I mean,
you can take those picks, you can get players, you can trade up, you can trade down for even more picks.
And they got a wide receiver much needed because their wide receiver room is depleted.
I was shocked Mitchell, they got him as the throw-in.
Yeah, A.D. Mitchell, I mean.
That's a nice
throw. Yeah, he might drop a ball at the end zone, but he can get to the end zone. He just will drop the ball before he goes in because he doesn't know what it's like. But even like, who else do they got? That Smith from Dallas, Mozzie Smith. He was two or three years ago. He was a first round draft pick. So maybe this is another thing for them, like a change of scenery, some sort, and just kickstarts them. Cowboys, I mean, they did get a pretty damn good pass rushing with Quentin Williams from the Jets. Was he worth a what, first, second, and Mozzie Smith?
I mean, Dallas.
They're, as Jerry Jones said, we're in a win now mode just because of his age.
They're 3-5-1.
Shouldn't you have been the win now mode like years ago? Micah Parsons kind of. I don't understand it. It sounds like they don't even understand it either.
It's Dallas.
But none of our predictions did come true, except for, you know, Jacoby Myers did get on the move.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jacksonville Jaguars, I did not expect that. I'll be interested to see what happens. That knee injury for Travis Hunter has to be bad. It has to be bad at this point. Like, you don't go out and trade a fourth and a sixth round pick for a rental player at this point, because he's in his last year of his contract as well. Jacoby Myers is. So they must have a plan in place for him. And Brian Thomas has been dealing with an ankle injury all year. Well, ankle, wrist, head, shoulders, knees, and toes. I don't even know anymore. He just doesn't want to catch a ball because he's about to get hit.
Unless they think they can re-sign Jacoby Myers and they're going to focus on what's his name to play defense more.
Yeah, Travis Hunter, maybe.
Travis Hunter more defensive instead of offensive. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, and, you know, they don't have a first-round pick this coming year, so now they don't have a fourth or a sixth, so they're going to be like, what, second, third, seventh? Like, fifth, seventh, and, It's a screwy situation, especially, like, this week. I think Parker Washington is, again, going to be their leading team.
Probably.
He was good. He led them last week. 8 catches, 90 yards. So why would he not this week? I don't think Jacoby Myers is even going to play. I don't know what the ruling is, or, you know, maybe he plays like 5%, 10%. I don't see how much you could really learn in, what, 5-6 days?
Yeah. I'm assuming Brian Thomas plays and it'll be another one of those 4 catches for 40 yards. Nothing really to shout about.
4 catches? You're being generous. I think he's going to get 2 catches, 19 yards.
Yeah. I said, he's going to be out there.
That's his, like, given stat. That's all he does, 2 catches, 19 yards, and sits there, drops 5 other balls, or it's oversailed because Trevor Lawrence can't throw for shit.
I can't figure out is T-Law just pure garbage, or if it's one of those quarterbacks that just needs a chain of scenery, or I don't know what's going on.
Well, pre-show, you and I, we were talking. You said a great place, which would be to learn under Sean McVay in Rams, but that'll just never happen just because of
the money
situation and everything else. It wouldn't make sense from anyone's aspect besides to learn about something or about playing quarterback from for Trevor Lawrence. But hey, when he was drafted, he's supposed to be the next Peyton Manning. The best comparable player was supposed to be Peyton Manning to Trevor Lawrence. I have yet to see it.
But I have not seen it.
Ugh. Man, it is not looking pretty for Lawrence. And, you know, time is ticking.
Yeah, he's had weapons. It's just not happening.
Yep. Yeah, and then Breece Hall, he didn't get moved. You know, I was following his Twitter all day that day, and, you know, I'm a UPS driver, so in between my break, or on my breaks, of course, I was, you know, checking his Twitter, and then
of course
he puts a sad face. He puts like the meme, like sitting there waiting to get, you know, see what happens, and nothing happened. Like, I guess it's been reported that the Chiefs offered a fourth, but Jets wanted a third, and Chiefs weren't going to budge. So,
I want to give a third.
I think Chiefs are going to sign him this offseason, and, you know, so be it. It looks like Jets will get a compensatory pick for him leaving in the offseason. I don't see how he's back with this team.
No.
As much as they're clashing and there's no agreement. Like he's made it obvious, you know, just alone that day, the sad face of not getting traded, you know, waiting to hear his name get traded, saying in press conferences that I'm not their guy. I'm not the one that they drafted. So I don't expect to be here next year. He doesn't want to be there. Let's be honest.
He wants out.
And he's yet to hit 1,000 yards on the ground ever. I don't know. Maybe the Chiefs would be a good place for him in the offseason. I don't know.
That'd be scary.
Yeah. Maybe he pairs up with Scary Terry, huh? And
no.
Commanders.
God, could you see Holland Hunt?
Holland Hunt? Yeah, they'd be kicking and everything else. Because Hunt knows how to kick people and Hall, who knows about
him? I mean, him on the Chiefs would just be scary.
Yeah, but I could definitely see it because
I can see him doing it.
I think the Chiefs learned their lesson of taking Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round when they should have took the obvious situation, Jonathan Taylor.
He's back with them right now.
He is. He caught a couple passes I seen. I was like, what the hell? I mean, I think this is like third term with them. It's different, three different numbers probably. And
I mean, for the Chiefs, it's not a bad idea. He knows the system. He knows everyone there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he wasn't doing anything for, I think he was on the Saints practice squad for a while.
Yeah.
Saints are just the Saints.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let's actually get into our six-leg parlay touchdowns today. We're going to flip a little bit around. My first guy was Emeka Ebuka. I think he finds the end zone. He's got to be somewhat healthier. He's been playing through that hamstring injury. They had a bye last week. He's been a touchdown magnet all season, pretty much at the beginning of the year. And Mike Evans is not there. We're still waiting on what's going on with Chris Godwin, because I don't even know what's going on with Chris Godwin. If he plays, if he's not, who knows? I don't think Jalen McMillan is playing at all right now.
Well, now so, they said it was a broken neck. Went from a sprain to it was a broken neck. I'm like, why didn't that come out weeks and months ago?
Obviously not retired at this point. But, yeah, Emeka Ebuka is scoring this week. I also have Ladd McConkey. He's been red hot for the Chargers, and they keep on throwing the ball. Like, you're looking at it, Justin Herbert's averaging over 36 pass attempts, and it's only going to go up higher because they lost another offensive tackle in Joel Alt for the season. So they're not going to really be effective on the ground game. So what are you going to do? You're going to throw to your number one receiver in Ladd McConkey. So I have him scoring, and I have K9, Ken Walker. It's been 6 weeks since he scored. It's been 6 weeks, and it's surprising. But I think he scores this week against I think he's facing the Bears this week. So in a high shootout game, I think he could score and fall in the end zone. And I expect, they face them. I'm expecting, 100 yards and a touchdown. You'll hear more about him later on. But that's who I have as my top three touchdown scorers. How about yours?
I got JT. These two are for the same reason, Taylor and Gibbs. They both didn't have touchdowns last week. I would not bank on those guys going back-to-back weeks without a touchdown.
No.
And both those teams lost last week, so what are they probably going to do? They're going to go right back to their bread and butter. And
yeah, absolutely.
Go back to Taylor, go back to Gibbs. And then the last guy is Cook, because, well, I believe they play the Dolphins. And, well, we know how well good the Dolphins are this year.
Yeah. I think didn't they already play earlier in this year so far? I want to say
maybe
they didn't. I couldn't remember if they did or not.
Well, the Dolphins might have been okay back then. They've gotten progressively worse. So I think Kirk gets in for sure.
Week three. Let's see what happened week three. Oh, yeah, Cook had 108 yards, one touchdown. So, yeah, solid. Three catches, 10 yards.
That's probably choice. Floor for this week, to be honest.
Oh, definitely. And he's just actually getting used more and more in that Bills offense.
Yeah, I'm shocked but happy because, I mean, if you're going to pay a guy that much, you better use him in that capacity.
Oh, absolutely. So those are our six-leg anytime touchdown. That's Emeka Buka, Ladd McConkey, Ken Walker, Jonathan Taylor, Jahmyr Gibbs, and James Cook. Before we get into our start sits, let's hear a word from the Podfather about Fast Draft Super Slick Slam.
Pour one out for an incredible best ball season. It was a breakout 2025 for Fast Draft, but now the NFL action has started. That means it's DFS season. That's right. You might think, oh, wow, DFS, I can't win DFS. Oh, but you can on Fast Draft. You just pick any six guys and you put them in a handful of booster spots. There's no salary rubric you have to follow. You're not going up against thousands of killer bots in these tournaments. Oh, no, 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 no. These are regular people grabbing their six favorite plays of the week, and that's all you have to do. And we post the ownership so that you can choose how much chalk you want. There is no drafting. It's called the Quick Six Super Slam. The Quick Six Super Slam is the signature DFS contest at Fast Draft. It is changing DFS. We are making DFS great again. So go to fastdraft.app and use your host promo code for a $50 deposit match. And let's go start drafting faster.
Yeah, go ahead and draft or download Fast Draft. Use our promo code Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, for dollar-for-dollar match up to $50. And, you know, Fast Draft, every week we have the Super Six Slam. And me and you put a team in there each and every week so you can compete against us. In the offseason, there's the Rabbit. Right now I'm actually winning. It's called the Origins. And payout top spot, $5,000. Go ahead and join it. Speaking of Super Six, who's your top three guys this week? I mean, we kind of covered some of them already.
Top three, Cook, for all the reasons I just said earlier. It's the Dolphins. Taylor, because I think he's going to get fed this week. And then I had London. That was before the trade.
Oh.
To the Colts. I still think London, it's like the Chase thing where he just is going to get like 15 targets a game because that's just Penix's guy and he's just going to keep chucking it to him.
Yep.
And I think that game's probably going to be a shootout. Atlanta, the Colts.
Oh, absolutely.
So I can see London getting double digit targets and 100 plus yards.
So you went Cook, TV. London, Taylor?
Yeah.
Yep. I like it. So I went with your other guy for anytime touchdown, Jahmyr Gibbs. I think they're just going to be up by a lot and just run out the clock with him and Montgomery.
Yeah, Montgomery.
Gibbs, too. Gibbs didn't do anything last week, and it was surprising seeing he only had like 20 yards rushing.
It's you're going to bank on Gibbs having back-to-back bad weeks? No, not at all.
So I had him. I have Puka Nacua. I think he continues and keeps up as long as he stays healthy and stays in the game. I mean, sounds like they just took him out for precautionary last week after the third quarter when they're putting a whooping on. And then I also have probably one of the top three wide receivers in the league right now, Jackson Smith and Ajigba, JSN.
Yeah, he's looking good.
A couple years ago, his rookie year, everyone wrote him off like, oh, we don't want him. No, screw him. Bro, chill. They had Shane Waldron as a freaking head or offensive coordinator. Look what he did to Roma Dunze last year. And man, but yes, Jackson Smith and Jigba, I'm having him. I think he does another 100 yards and possibly another touchdown as well. It's just good matchups for him. Let's jump into our starts of the week, though, for week 10. Again, these are not like the obvious choices of you know, Jamar Chase, Puka Nacua, Gibbs, anything like that. Those are boring. These are like your mid-tier level guys that you're contemplating, like, should I play him or him? Well, we're going to give you each position of our starts of the week. Go ahead and kick it off, Bill, with your guys.
All right, QB, I like Brissett. He made Marvin Harrison look like the number one wideout we all thought he was going to be. For whatever reason, he can make it work and Kyler Murray can't. So I like Brissett. Wide receiver, I'm sticking with Alec Pierce. He's getting better. He had 100-plus yards last week. And they just got rid of Adai. So I'm thinking he might be the new one. I don't think it's Pittman anymore. I think it's Alec Pierce.
I don't think so. Surprisingly, Pittman's like wide receiver 6 on the year. Quietly. Yeah. That's surprising,
Pierce is,
too.
Pierce is progressively, though.
Building. Yeah, I think him and Daniel Jones have built a good connection for sure.
Tight end, I'm going back to Loveland. It seems he's they said they were going to go to him more, and they're definitely doing it.
Yep.
Like, he's going up, and Rome is kind of disappearing.
Yeah, Houdini.
Houdini. So those – and running back – I'm going to pick Isaiah Davis from the Jets because I don't know if they're going to be able to run the ball, which means I'll have to pass the ball. And he seems to be getting more of the receiving work, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's definitely the receiving back.
We had 5 catches for, I think, 44 yards last week.
Yeah.
Over 100 total yards offense.
A couple weeks ago, yeah. I think they had the bye week last week.
Last time he played at over 100 yards between rushing and receiving.
Especially against the Browns. The Browns are really good against the run.
And if they are blowing it up, they might want to take a better look at Davis versus Hall.
Yeah. I think you and I have had a conversation. What's the benefit of them playing Breece Hall? Breece Hall doesn't want to be there.
What's the benefit of winning these games?
Well, yeah, but... Wouldn't you want to look and see what you have in Isaiah Davis? But it makes no sense. Like, what's the point of putting in Breece Hall that, A, doesn't want to be there? Two, if he gets hurt, you're screwed. You don't get that compensatory pick, you know, because he's going to sign for bare minimum deal. If he tears his ACL, that might be the last we see, really, of him in 2 years.
Yeah.
This year and next year, because I don't see him playing anywhere next year. Until maybe the playoffs, but still. So, I mean, I don't know when Braylon Allen's coming back, if he is this year.
I do like him.
He's got his surgery with his knee injury. But, yeah, I've been starting Davis in a couple of my leagues, and a couple weeks ago he had 17.1.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I could see next to the Jets being like, we'll go with Braylon Allen and Isaiah Davis. Backfield. No, I could see that absolutely. Next year.
Yep, and I think that's the way they're going to go. My starts of the week, Jackson Dart against the Bears. I mean, Joe Flacco, 40-plus years old, just torched the Bears. Come on.
Ben Gay magic.
Oh, my God. Jackson Dart's turn. Bears are giving up the third most points to opposing quarterbacks in fantasy. Giants have a 27 and implied point total this week. I'm starting Jackson Dart, and he gets rushing yards. Like less,
he does get.
I think he averages about 45 yards per game. So if you're looking at like pickums, you know, player props, I'm always taking the over for his 30, 40 yards that's he needed for his rushing abilities. So I'm taking him this week. My running back. Ken Walker, I'm staying with it. He's going to score. I've said it already. 100 yards total and a touchdown. He played him earlier this season against the Cardinals where he had 81 yards on the ground, 2 catches, 29 yards. I know I said it, he hasn't had a touchdown since week 6. He's going to get a touchdown this week. I just think that he's just going to fall in the end zone. I think he's going to get more opportunities than 11 carries that he had last week. Javonte Williams rushed for 80 yards and a touchdown last week in a negative script game plan against the Cardinals because the Cardinals were whooping him on Monday night.
Yeah.
He still rushed for 80 yards and a touchdown. So why can not Ken Walker? So I'm starting him this week. I'm going back to that Bears game. Wandell Robinson as my wide receiver. First game, no Cam Scadaboo. Robinson had 11 targets. Turned those 11 targets, 9 catches, 46 yards against a much harder opponent in the 49ers. Compared to the Bears, like, come on. It's an obvious choice. Take Wandell. He's also averaging over 8 targets per game, 60 yards per game, and he's got a 25% target share this year. And I'm saying he's going to hit 80 yards and a touchdown as well against the Bears this week. Play him. And he's got a couple of games that he went 90, 141, or 143, 97. Like, he's been high and cold, but I think he's going to get it done this week against a shootout matchup again against the Bears. That's all it's been for the Bears opponents and them. My tight end, Aronde Gadsden against the Steelers.
He's been good.
In the last four games, since he really has started, I guess you'd say, Gadsden was tight end 12, 2, 3, and 10. This week, nothing changes. He's a top 7 tight end this week easily, especially against the Giants or against the Steelers. They just gave up 2 weeks ago against Tucker Kraft, 143 yards and 2 scores. Also, looking at player profiler, we're looking at his explosive play rating. He is number 1 ranked overall for explosive play ranks. So I'm taking him this week. I had a guest on my show earlier this week. Him and I both said he's a must play at this rate. Like, how can you not? Especially it gives you that advantage as well, having Gadsden over somebody else. So I'm playing him. I don't know what you think.
I love the guy.
Yeah. He's so good.
I've been trying to trade for him all week. It's not happening.
Yeah. My brother's kind of stingy when it comes to his players. Well, I mean, I was trying to trade him as well, and he wants my firstborn kid and everything else. So hard to pry off some people in dynasty leagues. Redraft leagues, you're just not going to really trade at all. I mean, I think in the last three years, we might have had like 3 trades in season for redraft leagues.
And when we're 1-2 in the league, no one wants to trade with you.
Oh, no. We're the best. Come on now. All right. Give us your sits of the week.
All right. Sits. These two go together. I have T-Law and Brian Thomas Jr. One, I don't believe in T-Law anymore. Two, I keep playing Brian Thomas Jr. every week, and he keeps killing me every week.
That's if he even plays.
I can't trust either one anymore. And then they play Houston.
Yep. Great defense. So,
like, I know it's hard to sit Brian Thomas if you got him, but if he had
not lately,
I would think about it.
He's only got one top. Okay, I looked it up. This season, he's only got one finish inside the top 29 for wide receivers.
He's killing me.
No, I would not be playing him a lot.
tight end, I got Njoku. I know he's back this week, but I still think it's Fannin.
Yeah.
Is the number one. So I would be a little wary. I don't know if he's going to come back fully, if it's going to be he gets eased back into it. But yeah. I'd maybe stay away from him a little bit. And then at running back, we kind of discussed earlier, I'm staying away from Hall. I would go more towards Isaiah Davis and Hall because it's clear he doesn't really want to be there. I don't think the Jets really care anymore what Hall does.
Right.
So, yeah, get him through the season healthy. Get that compensatory pick.
Yep.
And then they're just going to move on.
Yeah, agreed. My sits, Tua against the Bills. Bills just shut down Patrick Mahomes last week in a big clash and big meeting between Mahomes and Allen. And they held him to like 11 points in fantasy.
I was shocked.
I was surprised as well. It kind of cost me because I played Mahomes over Dak in a couple of my leagues. But
yeah,
I don't think Tua has much better results against the Bills. And I think it's in the Bill or at Bills. Plus, the Bills are ranked third best against quarterback position. So I would not be starting Tua. I know a lot of people aren't, but there's buys, there's injuries. Mm-hmm. So don't stream him. Now, my running back,
Jacoby Brissett on the waiver wire.
Yeah, definitely. My running back, I know this might hurt you. Bucky Irving against the Patriots.
I'm trying to decide to do with him right now.
So I just don't think – I don't even know if Bucky Irving, first of all, plays. He's yet to be seen at practice. It'd be his first game since week four. So if he does play, expect only like 30% snap share.
Yeah.
Like they're playing for the long haul, so they want all their guys healthy because they should make the playoffs, assuming they would.
They should.
But also the Patriots are one of the top defenses against opposing running backs. So don't play Bucky Irving coming off an injury and against a strong defense. So I'm not playing him this week at all. I don't actually have any shares either, but looking into it, I just think he only plays like 30% snaps. Maybe just get his little feet wet. And who knows? He might re-aggravate himself, you know, and then you're screwed again. So I'm not playing him. Wide receiver, this one hurts me, but Chris Olave against the Panthers.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of him right now.
It's hard. I really like Olave as a player and everything. But Tyler Shook is not impressive to me. He has not impressed me. Watching his game film, I think 3-4 balls were actually good throws. The other ones, you're scratching your head. What the hell was that? Like, where was that to? This was the worst throw I've seen this year. And he is also targeting Rashid Shaheed over Olave. So I don't know. I mean, Rashid is no longer there. So Olave might get more targets. But again, he might go to, you know, what's that, Bailey or whatever, just because they're probably practicing on the second team offense. So he has a better rapport with him than Olave. Olave only got 4 targets last week. Faces a tough matchup in the Panthers. They just shut down Green Bay.
Yeah.
And they're the 27th hardest defense again for wide receivers to score fantasy points. Plus, they only have a 17-point implied total this week. So I don't really like that matchup. I think Panthers put a whooping, honestly, against the Saints. Tight end, Evan Ingram against the Raiders. I don't know what really I have to say besides he had a dud last week. He's not the Joker season that Sean Payton was looking for, if you ask me. Raiders are one of the better defenses against the tight end position. 27th hardest, to be exact. I don't trust Ingram at all. He hasn't finished higher. He's got one tight end 12 finish, but besides that, it's 17, 19, 28, 41. Like, he's not going to win you a week.
Remember and what we thought he was going to be going into the season? What we thought he was going to do.
Yeah. He's not going to win you a fantasy week. So if you're looking for a streaming tight end, I mean, I could probably look one up real quick.
No.
Dallas Goedert against Green Bay. Something like that. Theo Johnson. Zach Ertz might still be on the bench, but I mean, these are just random guys I'm looking at that might be on free agent. KDOT against New England, maybe. Even Mason Taylor. Something like that you could probably start as well. I mean, there's no targets out there, or there's so many targets out there for the Jets. But that is our start sits of the week. What other segment? Oh, so actually, before we get into our pick segment, Let's get in. You and I like to do predictions. We did predictions of trades last week. We got Jacoby Myers, just not to the Bills. And we see week in and week out that injuries happen. So guys substitute for them and they actually take their job. I mean, well, Tucker Kraft took Luke Musgrave's job at on rookie year. This year, Jacoby Brissett is right now taking over Kyler Murray. Yeah. We see that. We see Jackson Dart take over for Russell Wilson. Even though he wasn't hurt, he just sucked. And Jackson Dart's playing amazing. Every year, we look at the quarterback position specifically. And a third of the year, or a third of the teams each year have a different starting quarterback from the last year's week one. For example, this year, Raiders, they had Geno this year. Falcons, they didn't play Kirk Cousins week one. Colts, Giants, Vikings, Browns, Jets, Saints, Seahawks, Steelers, and Titans. They're all new quarterbacks from last year, week one. So in this exercise, let's pick a few teams that are going to have a different week one starter this coming year. Go ahead and give me who you think for sure.
I think we've already talked about it a lot. I think it's the Cardinals. I think Brissett, because he's going to have 4 weeks now, 3-4 weeks to do
yeah,
whatever he needs to do in Arizona. And if he can make Marvin Harrison look like the guy we all thought he could, how do you not stick with that guy?
Yeah, and he feeds it to Trey McBride.
And he's going to be exponentially cheaper than Kyler Murphy.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know exact contract. You know, I didn't look into it, his contracts alone, but he's paid a hefty amount coming up, I feel.
But there's always going to be that team that's like, that's in worse position than they are for a quarterback and be like, well, I bet we could fix Kyler Murray.
Hell, we look at it, you know, Kirk Cousins is a prime example. Like, they don't care. Russell Wilson, they don't care. We're paying him $40 million. We're going to cut his ass. He sucks. So, who name a team that you think Kyler goes to, though.
Raiders? God, I don't know.
That's what I was going to think is the Raiders, something like that. Or
it's going to have to be a team like they're not drafting high enough to get a top-tier quarterback, but they probably still need one. But Kyler maybe is that guy that plays for like a year or two while someone develops. I don't know.
How about the Dolphins?
Yeah, I was going to say my other guy is
– I don't know. I don't know what I mean. Like, much longer. If Mike McDaniels is still there, can you imagine having this explosiveness of something like that? But
yeah,
give us another team that you think as well.
You just kind of said I think Tua's time in Miami's drawing to a near.
Yeah, I think
they just drafted. Forgot who they drafted.
Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, I would like to see him at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
The team's not going anywhere. It's not competing for anything. So
Tyreek Hill basically died, so he's probably never going to come back.
Yeah, I don't think he plays another down in the NFL in general. But
the team's a dumpster fire. They're probably going to have a new coach next year. Why not just try Quinn Ewers for 4 games?
Yeah.
I mean, he drafted him. Why not? To see what he can do.
What do you mean? Play my guy, Zach Wilson, instead. I just picked him up in Dynasty.
I mean, you can't.
But
the worst thing that could happen is you lose games and get a higher draft pick. Like, that's.
Yeah. Yep.
So why not?
You have any other ones that you want to say?
While we talk kind of like T-Law, maybe he would just needs a change of scenery, or I'm not sure what's going on with him. And here's my take on Cleveland. I don't think they want to give Sanders a chance, because if Sanders comes in and he looks good, that coach is fired. Because he's done everything in his power not to play Sanders or say Sanders is awful.
So
if he walks in and is an amazing, you don't think Sanders is going to go to the GM and be like, I can't play for him. He needs to go.
Right. Hey, Dad, you want to come coach me again?
Exactly. Because that whole staff has put everything in the world
saying
that every quarterback they've had except Sanders. And if he's the one guy that does do well, they all look like complete idiots.
Yeah. But hey, guess what? You know how much tickets and everything else they're going to sell? I mean, it's a,
oh, yeah.
This is a business. So the you look at it from sales, a business aspect. Yeah. Why would it not? I actually was listening to First Take with Todd or Mel Kiper Jr., and he keeps on nailing it on today's show that the Browns need to start Shedeur Sanders or the Raiders need to trade for Shedeur Sanders just because of the whole Tom Brady has a little weight to him. So he keeps pounding the table. Shedeur should be playing right now.
I mean, at least Shedeur could throw it down the field.
Yeah.
I don't think Dillon Gabriel can throw it downfield.
Not to this team.
He can throw about a 10-yard pass. That might be about it.
Yeah, if he's lucky at that. I think the Saints obvious is a big obvious that they're going to get a new quarterback. I don't think Tyler Shook is the guy. They're going to be top five draft pick, so expect them to get somebody. Maybe
they get
like
a Kyler?
Maybe. I mean, Kellen Moore likes him.
It's going to also depend on who's in this draft. If there's nobody in there, guys like Kyler and that might have like trade value.
Yeah, I mean, right now you look at what the top three guys are. Fernando Mendoza from Indiana, he's one of them. Ty Simpson from Alabama, he's one of them. Dante Moore from Oregon, he's one in there. Lenorius Sellers, if he comes out, who knows? I think he needs – his team around him is not that great, but him himself, I think he's more of like an Anthony Richardson, just really raw talent. But, yeah. But, I mean, you look at the Saints, the Jets.
The Jets like, desperately need one again.
I think they're – you know, again, I listened to the First Take – or First Draft – they said Ty Simpson going there, you know, another Alabama quarterback since Joe Theismann from Alabama, kind of match made. And the Raiders. Like, I just don't think Geno Smith is the answer.
No, God, no.
I don't think he's the answer there. So that's another guy or team. I mean, the Giants are obviously going to start Jackson Dart, which was different from last year's week one. That's a given. Steelers, does Rodgers come back? I don't know. He's playing well overall.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he said that he'd like to come back, but maybe he's not there.
Yeah, possible.
Bryce Young, do they give up on, you know, the Panthers? I don't think so. I think he shows a little bit promise each and every week.
Too much in the right direction just to revamp.
I mean, they're winning. That's all that matters.
They beat us.
Who would they draft like outside, you know?
Well, even their draft pick is probably going to be in the lower part this year. Who are you going to draft even? Yeah.
Yeah. In the late 20s or whatever. Or mid 20s, I guess you look at it. So, I mean, the Rams, I think Stafford comes back. I don't think he's retiring, but
no.
You just never know at this moment like what's going to actually happen or, you know, come about. But there's some predictions. let's get in our pick segment and then we'll get out of here so you can get freshened up, get your sleeping beauty for your hot date tomorrow. I probably shouldn't keep saying about it. But
yeah.
She doesn't listen to us, does she?
I hope not.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll have to post it for her. No. Anyways, okay. Let's get in our pick segment. So tonight's games, when you listen to the podcast, the Raiders and Broncos. I have the Broncos.
Same.
All right. Oh, by the way, last week you're 7-7. I was 9-5.
It was a weird
overall. Week, I am 89-46. You are 80-55. Just a heads up. So
yeah,
getting that stake. All right, so you took the Broncos as well.
Broncos.
Falcons and Colts. I'm taking the Colts this week at home.
I have Colts. Yeah.
I think at home is going to be a good indicator for that game.
I don't know what the coach in Atlanta's doing. He boggles my mind.
Raheem Morris, you're saying? The head coach?
You have Bijan, but you don't really utilize Bijan. I don't get it.
Well, I remember when we were calling for Arthur Smith's head all the time when he doesn't know what he's doing. He's using Jonnu Smith over Kyle Pitts. Well, he might have been right.
Yeah.
Giants versus the Bears. I think I'm taking the Bears.
Same.
I just don't know. That's going to be a good scoring game.
I think they just outscore them.
I just think I'm going to be excited to watch that game, to be honest.
They have more offense than the Giants do at this point.
Your Bills and the Dolphins. I take Bills. Bills.
God, my eyes is a dumpster fire.
Ravens and Vikings. I have Ravens.
I have Vikings.
You're that J.J. McCarthy believer, aren't you?
Yeah, I drafted him for a reason.
He never loses, that's why.
And they're at home, so.
That is true. Browns and Jets. I'm taking Browns.
I have Browns.
Yeah, I just think.
And that was even before I knew all these trades came down.
Yeah, just don't see much happening with the Jets anymore, and especially their defense just got a whole lot weaker.
Dylan Gabriel, and I still think they won that game.
Shadir, put them in. Patriots versus your second favorite team as of right now, I'd say Buccaneers. I'm taking Patriots on the road.
I stick with my Bucs.
Yeah, that's what I assume. So I picked opposite of that game. It's going to be a good game for that one as well. I think that could be a shootout as well. Saints and Panthers. I got Panthers.
I have Panthers too.
There you go.
And it pained me to take the Packers last week, actually, but I've been on the Panthers bandwagon for a while.
Mm-hmm. Should have stayed there, I guess.
I can't go against my team.
Jaguars and Texans. I went Jags.
I went Texans.
I just don't think that David Mills is going to get it done with CJ Stroud out.
Yeah, I can't trust T-Law.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I think
so.
Another guy that I was thinking about putting in instead of Nico for our Super Six is Nico Collins, just because when he came in, Davis Mills just hyper targeted him constantly. But that's another guy, like, what the hell is going on? He's got all the talent. You know, the first 2 years of his career was a dud. His third year was like a top 10 receiver, and then last year, injuries, this year, injury, and not really getting much in Nico Collins. So it's very confusing from that aspect. Cardinals and Seahawks. I have Seahawks.
Seahawks. I think it's going to be a good game, though.
They've been looking really freaking good, too. Rams and 49ers. These are tough matchups coming up. I have Rams.
That's what I went with.
These games, I tell you, it's all a coin flip for the most part, besides this next one. Lions and Commanders, I think we both got Lions.
Yeah, that's definitely Lions.
Chargers and Steelers. This is another good game. I think I took Steelers. I'm taking Steelers in this one.
I took Chargers.
All right.
I'm not on the Aaron Rodgers bandwagon.
I don't know. Man. I guess I'll stay with Steelers just to be opposite of you. But
okay.
In my pick'em league, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then Eagles and Packers. I hate to say it, but I'm going to try to win a steak dinner you buying me it. So I'm saying Eagles.
I have Packers because, one, I can't go against my team, and two, they play to the level of competition.
That is so true.
Play better this week.
So you're saying the the Panthers suck is what you're saying. Because they look like dog crap out there last week.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Well,
I'm not
hearing?
Saying the Panthers suck, but they should have beat the Panthers easily.
They should have.
Could have. At home.
Yeah, at home in the nice – those uniforms and helmet was awesome. The helmet was awesome, like the leatherhead helmet.
Even detail. The Romeo Dobbs giant leather helmet.
Yeah, Savion Williams did the same thing, and then he dropped the ball. It's like, what the hell, man? That's the craziest part. You think about that game. They only scored, 10, 13 points, and they never punted the damn ball. Never punted that ball.
And lost on the last second again.
Yeah. Remember, bye weeks this week is Cincinnati Bengals, Cowboys, Chiefs, and Titans. Titans you don't have to worry about, and you probably don't have any of them. But the Chiefs, Cowboys, and Bengals, those are some high-powered players right there.
I mean, Dyke for Tennessee has been pretty good.
Yeah, DK is not DK, terrible, whatever you call him. But
I'm on fantasy.
I think I've been starting him actually in a few of my leagues. I also like Tajay Spears. I think he could be a league winner later on because there's no, again, for that aspect, there's no real benefit of playing Tony Pollard. I think he's just dust at this point. So why not see what you have for one more year? Because Spears is on his third year, I think.
Yeah, he's always,
as long as he stays healthy.
He's always looked good when he gets a chance to play.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's going to be the episode. Thanks for tuning in to Fantasy End Zone. Good luck on your week 10 matchups. And remember, we're back to having early games on Sunday. Yeah, it sucks. I've seen that. But on a brighter note, we do have one Monday night football game, beloved Packers and Eagles. But be sure to fix your lineups accordingly with the overseas game. I think it's going to be like that for the next 3 weeks.
Where are they playing now?
Huh?
Where are they playing now? Like Uganda? I don't even know where they play anymore.
Let's see here. It's the Falcons and Colts. Where are they playing?
Where does the NFL think they have to expand to now?
Berlin.
Oh.
Olympic Stadium, Berlin. Does Sauce Gardner go over there and play this week? I don't know.
Got to get that Berlin market.
Yeah. But I'm Brian Note, one Monday night game again, and be sure to fix your lamps. Also follow us on Twitter, X, whatever you call it, Louis Lewis 5, Lewy, Lewis, and the number 5. Also, be sure to check all your social media for Fantasy End Zone. A lot of this gets posted on TikTok, so be sure to tune in for that. That's where I also post like breaking news coming up and everything like that. I will be back on Player Profiler Now Plus channel on Tuesday, so tune in for that. Until next week, we will see you, fantasy heads. Peace.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. And many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.